Norman, how do you explain this finding?
Dr. Clark, first of all, there are fewer anti-smoking advertisements because the government didn't give enough money for them. At the same time, cigarette companies continue to have very effective advertisements.
Norman, what can we do to fight teenage smoking?
Dr. Clark, the most important thing is to have anti-smoking advertisements. In addition, cigarette companies should not be allowed to advertise in teenage magazines. Parents can also influence teenage smoking. I found that teenagers whose parents smoke will probably become smokers.
Norman, thank you for giving us all this important information.
ענה באנגלית על השאלות 1 עד 8 על פי הראיון שקראת ועל פי ההוראות בשאלות.
Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the interview and the instructions. 1. Circle the number of the correct answer, lines 1 to 9. What was one of the findings in Dr. Clark's surveys? 1. In 2003, fewer teenagers smoke than in 1997. 2. Today, most American teenagers smoke cigarettes. 3. There was no change in the number of teenage smokers. 2. The findings reported by Dr. Clark in America were also found in other places. Copy the words in lines 1 to 9 that show this. 3. Circle the number of the correct answer. According to lines 10 to 14, how did anti-smoking advertisements influence teenagers? 1. Teenagers convinced others not to smoke. 2. Teenagers did not begin to smoke. 3. Teenagers were not influenced by them. 4. Put a V by the two correct answers, lines 10 to 14. According to Dr. Clark, teenagers smoked less because 1. They learned about the dangers of smoking. 2. The price of cigarettes went up. 3. Stores didn't sell cigarettes to teenagers. 4. They could not smoke in many places. 5. Most of their friends stopped smoking. 5. One of Dr. Clark's findings was the same in his surveys in 2003 and in 2009. What was this finding? Lines 5 to 18. 6. What did Dr. Clark hope to find in his survey in 2009? Lines 15 to 18. 7. Circle the number of the correct answer, lines 19 to 22. How does Dr. Clark explain the results of his 2009 survey? 1. Anti-smoking advertisements had less influence on teenagers. 2. The government didn't allow cigarette companies to advertise. 3. There was less money for anti-smoking advertisements. 8. What can parents do to help fight teenage smoking? Give one answer according to the interview. Part 2, Written Presentation.
פרק שני, משימת כתיבה. קרא את ההנחיות שלפניך וכתוב על פיהן מכתב ובו 35 עד 40 מילים.
Write a letter, 35 to 40 words, according to the instructions below. Last summer, you and your family moved to a new city. Write a letter to your friend in America, telling him, her, about the new city. Here are some things you can write about. Your new home, new friends, your school, the neighborhood, what you like or dislike. Dear, Yours,
שים לב, אל תחתום בשמך, השתמש בשם בדוי. בהצלחה. אנגלית, שאלון ב', מודיול ב', גרסה א', קיץ תשע, 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text.
פרק ראשון, הבנת הנקרא. קרא את הרעיון שלפניך וענה על השאלות 1 עד 8 שאחריו.
Read the interview below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Hartford High School Magazine, Teenagers and Smoking. Our reporter, Norman Green, interviewed Dr. Robert Clark from New York University. Dr. Clark did several surveys for the American Health Department about teenagers and smoking. Norman, what did you find out in your surveys? Dr. Clark, my first two surveys were done in 1997 and in 2003. I found that the number of teenagers who smoked went down. In 1997, 30% of teenagers smoked, but in 2003, only 20% smoked. In addition, in 1997, teenagers started to smoke at the age of 13, but in 2003, teenagers started to smoke when they were 15. Many countries around the world reported similar findings. Norman, why do you think teenagers smoked less in 2003? Dr. Clark, anti-smoking advertisements convinced teenagers not to start smoking. Teenagers also got more information about the dangers of smoking from parents, teachers, and friends. In addition, in those years, people were not allowed to smoke in public places anymore. Norman, is the number of teenagers who smoke still going down? Dr. Clark, well, in fact, I was disappointed with the findings of a new survey I finished in 2009. I found that 20% of teenagers still smoked. I expected to find fewer teenagers who smoked.